Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Sans Pants Radio, don't make me beg.
The annual podcast awards are open for nominations, and since we have a lot of shows under the Sans Pants Radio banner, we're throwing the dice and seeing what happens. So, under Games and Hobbies, we'd love to see D&Ds for Nerds, Plumbing the Death Star for Comedy, It's Just Good Business under Business, because how funny, people gonna be like, yeah, investment banking, and then just get like Dog Casino, or hey, Rent-A-Nan. Ah, just the disappointment they'll have when they download that. Movie Maintenance for TV and Film, and Shut Up a Second under Entertainment. Also, there's a People's Choice Award, and wouldn't it be amazing if D&Ds for Nerds was nominated? So, if you could go to podcastawards.com and nominate one or some of our shows, or other podcasts you like. Nominations close on April the 30th. Thank you all for your support, and That's about as much information as I got right now. Anyways, enjoy the episode.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table wondering who drank the last of the Mountain Dew, but that's exactly what we're doing here today. Welcome to episode 33 of D&D's for Nerds. I'm Jackson Bailey, playing the part of Cassius Christie. Across from me, we have Joz Amott, playing the part of Leo Shadow.
Woo!
And Adley Kathleen, playing the part of Princess Ainsley Foggyfeather.
Well, I didn't drink it.
I reckon you did. And as always, our fine, pretty good DM, Adam Canteen.
I don't want this.
Adam Shoosh. Previously on D&D is for Nerds. I hope I can get my sight back.
Grayson looks really, like, good in this new armor.
Oh no.
And you didn't want him to have it.
It's going to bite us in the ass.
Oh my god, and it'll be wonderful.
No, see, look.
You don't know.
DM foreshadowing. Why don't we just go shopping when we get back to the elven place?
This is free.
It's not going to be free if we're fucking cursed.
Theoretically. Leo, your hearing returns.
Well, when you're cursed as fuck, you'll be like, oh, I should have listened to Ainsley.
No. It'll just be me and you, Ainsley. Everyone else will be cursed.
I know.
I didn't take nothing.
Well, what's that around your finger?
One shopping montage later, just as an incentive, if you come back with the amulet, I will magically teleport you to a place of your choosing. After spending a whole bunch of your gotten and ill-gotten gains on stuff, what do you do now?
So yes, we
jog on. Something. I should have bought like a little hat for for Mr. Fist.
Oh, can we maybe
buy a little hat for Mr. Fist?
Yeah.
How much silver do you have?
Ooh, I have 14 silver and 2 copper.
7 silver and 6 copper.
Done.
Yep.
I'm kidding. I just wanted to hassle you. It's probably like 5 silver.
Okay, 5
silver. I'll buy a tiny little hat for Mr. Fist. A little beanie.
Oh, God, it's adorable.
Right?
Yes, good.
He wakes up warm.
He wakes up rather confused then.
I'm like, Mr. Fist, I just send him like the instinct, good,
what
safe.
Sort of like thing do you... what sort of cap is it?
It's like a little woolen beanie that goes over his...
No, what does it look like?
Oh, like it's blue with a bright red pom-pom on top.
Yes. Mr. Fist is like, I can't hunt with this.
I'm like, Mr. Fist, you're adorable.
You'll see me coming.
Mr. Fist, you hunt by sound.
They'll see me coming and they'll laugh at me.
Oh, no.
You'll wear it and you'll like it.
I'm going to lose this.
I'm mad at Mr. Fist.
Mr. Fist flies off. He's going to go find his, you know, meal for the night.
I'm like, come back. I have 16 mice for you.
Breakfast. He prefers them fresh. They've been... This is days. Those mice have been there for days.
I probably smell like rot.
Oh, you do.
You okay?
I have the hiccups again.
Kathleen.
I'm so
sorry. Cough.
There it is.
How good.
There it is.
Fucking love
the
it.
Hiccups.
So Ainsley, you've eaten too much too quickly, and now you have the hiccups.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fine. It's hard to sleep with you hiccuping in the cart. Are we taking a cart or are we walking?
You're walking as far as I'm aware.
We didn't buy a cart. Fuck.
We lost the last one.
Yeah. I have abandonment issues. I don't want to buy another
you
one.
You never want to get another mule.
It's probably going to take you longer than expected to get there on foot.
Mm. We should have bought a cart. Oh, well. We're halfway there anyway. Yeah.
No, well, you're not.
We're halfway to halfway, a quarter way. Mm. 10 seconds in.
how long?
You haven't left the city.
Oh, I see.
Nah, we agreed you were on your way. You're probably, like Jackson said, halfway to halfway there.
All right, cool. We'll keep going until
a quarter,
we find
as a nice some people place would say.
To set up camp.
Yeah, we'll go until like we can't go no more. And we'll
it's all thick forest here. There is a definite path. But the path is like one of those ones that only exists because people just walk it all the time.
Hmm.
And anywhere off to either side is just covered in underbrush. The path is really quiet though, so you think you might just be able
probably
to sleep
set up
on the path.
We'll itself. Set up a little camp on the path.
Just like a little side of the path.
There's not really much side to the path, but let's...
Right.
At least
you
on,
try
like,
to give like some room if yeah, someone needs to
I
get
I just feel
past.
If someone is barreling down
kind
in
like
a cart
when a bicycle
horse,
comes past, yeah.
You
don't want to be just...
don't want to be just like
trampled.
In the middle of the
yeah,
path.
The side.
You know, just... Before we go to bed, I'm like, I'm going to test out my gloves! And I'm going to go into the forest and look for wolves to fight. Adam, let me punch a wolf to death.
Something will die.
Oh, no.
That would be super funny if I just didn't come out of the woods.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Random encounter table it is.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Run! Run!
Why did you do that?
Because I wanted to fight a wolf.
Oh, I want to...
I got new gloves.
I might not be
able to punch a wizard. I can punch a wolf.
I might have just tried to follow you as well a little bit, maybe, with a short bow.
No, good. I'm looking forward to this.
Grayson and I are going to hang back.
Yeah, I would think.
I feel like I'm going to die because of my hubris. And I'm fighting wolves is a great name for a college basketball team.
Come on, make him fight a raccoon.
I don't think he's going to be a raccoon. I think he's going to be like an undead.
Or an ogre.
I could punch an ogre to death.
Right. Or a bunny.
Or as a skeleton horse.
Why don't you like detect...
Skeleton horse, there's an idea.
why didn't you detect animals first? You have this.
And I can actually...
You have this ability. You could have honed in.
That'd be super funny if I found a wolf and was like, wolf, I'm going to fight you. The wolf would be like, why?
go like, all right, wolf, well, the best of three rounds, fisticuffs.
Now, I love the idea of Cassius, like, in her little druid grove, because druids have a grove, just becoming apex predator of that part of the forest.
It's not a fight, it's just a fight.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you're respectful of
it's
nature.
A respect for, I respect the nature, respect but I'm like, nature. I'm on top.
I'm on top. And so one wolf comes, he's like, you know, like he's young, he's like, you know, 4 or 5 years old. He's like, oh, I can do this. And he's like, right, best of three. Let's wrestle.
Leap on the wolf, beat all the wolves. And that's why I came into town. I'm like, look, I fought all the animals in the grove.
I punched a moose once.
I punched a moose to death.
It was pretty impressive. That's what got me the respect I needed from those wolves.
How the hell did we find this woman?
I was on the boat.
On a boat. On a boat.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
always
no,
with the
that's
boat.
Not a good noise. Adam, please. Adam, I don't want to die. I just wanted to find a wolf.
Yeah. I'm just gonna follow you with like a bow, just notched already.
Oh, good, it's right here. Don't look, Zamet.
I'm not looking.
I know you will.
I'm not gonna look. I'm looking dead ahead into Jackson's beautiful, handsome eyes.
Oh, baby blues. And the green. Everybody, listen as my eyes are green.
Okay. Cassius, you come to like a little pool in the forest.
Yeah. I waked at her.
You come to a little
that's
pool.
That's a kryptonite.
You come to a little pool
yes,
in the
I
forest.
Yes, I come to a little pool in the forest. I punch it.
You stand next to it, and maybe you like kneel down to get a drink or something, or punch it or
yes.
something like that. You look into your reflection, and your reflection shimmers in the water, but it changes just for a moment into an ancient-looking female human. The reflection is impossibly tall. It has deep blue skin and filthy black hair.
Uh-oh.
You're like, wait a minute. And then
that's not what I look like.
And then it lunges out at you.
Ah!
Yeah, I think you should go to initiative.
Oh, initiative after it gets its free attack on him.
Oh, little sneaky Adam chuckles.
You take 11 points of damage.
Oh, no.
You're lucky you're a tank, mate.
I know.
Do you ever write
down your damage. I got the hiccups. I'm sorry.
No, I'm laughing because of what you said, Jackson. Not something I'm reading. I mean, the things I'm reading here are very amusing.
It's fine. You have the hiccups. That's the real gritty shit listeners have come to expect from Sans Pants Radio.
Hiccups.
Hiccups. Somebody has hiccups. We don't edit that shit. We don't censor that shit out.
Exactly.
You know, it's raw. I'm sorry, everyone. I like that. I mean, I don't, but that I haven't had a chance to do anything.
It's grabbed you and it's trying to... No, it could have, like, it's, you know, it attacks at you first, and this is still part of its attack. Mm-hmm. It's dragging you into the water.
Oh, God.
Now we go to initiative. Initiative.
So I just saw you just get dragged.
Like, that's not what I look like.
Something just leaped out of the water and grabbed her. Initiative.
I get spooked.
You fuck! I just gonna run. Just
Cassius,
run away.
It's your turn first. You can let it just drag you in and die a hero's death, or I guess you could fight if you wanted to.
Is that a hero's death?
I like it. I'm not going to punch your wolves. And she was never seen again.
I'd like to punch her in the face.
You're being dragged into the water. You're gonna punch instead?
Yes.
Okay. You like try to sock her on the chin. But you're like too. She's like hugging around you, sort of.
Yeah.
You're really too close for that.
That's a shame.
It's her turn. Cassius, I don't want to kill you twice, but it's not looking good.
Could have given me a wolf, Adam.
I could have.
But then that would be
you could have not
dice.
Gone looking for wolves.
I wanted to test my on your own. Gloves.
I'm there.
He came along.
Okay. It starts tearing into you.
Oh, boy.
And your main boy, Grayson, nowhere to be seen.
Nowhere to be seen.
It's just you and Leo.
Leo better save my dick hole.
Gross.
19 points
okay.
of damage.
All right.
You're on a whopping 2 hit points.
Whoa, did I not heal up? Between?
You healed up a little bit, but not enough for what you want to do, which is live. Leo, it's your turn.
Cast your wand.
He'll have trouble doing that.
Yeah.
Can I walk over and stab her?
You can charge in, yeah, because she wasn't aware of you as well. You probably get attacks of, not attacks of off, but like sneak attack.
Sneak attack.
What are you going to use? Your rapier or a dagger or something?
What's better, masterwork rapier or masterwork dagger thing?
The Masterwork Rapier is probably better for
that.
Then
damage. I'm gonna do that.
You score a hit. You deal 10 points of damage to it. It screeches and hisses at you.
Does it let me go?
No, it does not.
Motherfucker.
It's your turn, Cassius.
I'd like to free myself.
A wise choice.
It's about time.
You break its hold on you. It's like, it's got long, thin, but very, like, grippy fingers.
Oh, gross. I don't like it. Ugh.
And, despite their unnatural magicals, I might say, strength, you manage to break free.
Ugh, gross.
Its turn. It's going to attack, I'm sorry, Leo, but I think it's really mad at you.
Good.
I'm
going
to roll,
it.
Though, to see a couple things, just how many times.
How far away are they from, like, camp?
I'll give you a... no one's really been making that much noise, though.
Not
oh,
yet.
No, it screeched and hissed. In a moment, yeah. I'll give you guys a listen check. Yeah.
Everyone dies tonight.
Leo.
Uh-huh.
You take...
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
24 points of damage.
Guess who's on negative something.
Negative 10 is death.
And what am
are you
I
on now?
Negative.
So 18 minus 24. 18 minus 24 is negative 6. Four. You die on negative 10.
You're 4. You were 4.
So every round, you got to check to.
Oh, Cassius.
Could have fought.
Oh, you're unconscious. You can't even yell for help.
Mm.
Grayson stands up at the fire pit that you guys have set up.
I'm going to look up at
him. Did you hear that?
I don't.
It sounded distinctly...
Sorry, I got the hiccups halfway through.
A woman screaming.
Well, that doesn't sound like Cassius, but we should go check it out.
It came from their direction.
Let's go. Now, I just want to look at him and be like, now I know how you feel.
My heart's pounding. I didn't want to kill two people that quickly.
Yeah, that was scary. I was so afraid.
Cast heal on yourself than me.
I probably can only cast it once per turn.
Oh, yeah, on you. You'll kill yourself.
Leo, you are on negative. You slowly start bleeding out every round. You're on negative 7 now.
Oh god, I'm gonna have to use it on you. It's just cost effective. I dropped my pencil.
Everything's happening at once, listeners.
Shouldn't have come with me, you stupid foolish boy.
Cassius, it's your turn.
I'd like to use the...
You can use your wand on Leo.
Is that a free action? Or
it's not a free action. It'll be basically your turn. Oh, you can move still, though.
Yeah, move
you
away.
Can
I pick him up?
Grab him, yeah. Move him, cast the spell.
I want to do that. As far away as I can, back towards camp, cast a spell on him.
You're on 9 hit points now, Leo, but you're unconscious.
If I wake up, I'm doing Wand of Monster. Let's see what happens. Get some cannon fodder in the way.
Yeah.
Hey?
Guys, I can use Entanglement.
Yes, you can.
Because there's so much forest around.
Yes, it fucks off back into the water. Grayson and Ainsley arrive.
Guys, what's going on?
I just was looking for a wolf.
What did you do, Cassius? What's happened to Leo?
You rolled incredibly high on a random encounter generator. Incredibly high.
Everybody back to the road.
I'm gonna go pick up Leo and like see if I can wake him up.
Grayson doesn't say that. I say that.
I know.
We know. Grayson is not aware of random encounter tables.
Isn't he though?
I'm gonna pick up Leo and like see if I can wake him up.
Oh, yeah, you just shake him.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, back to the road, now.
Can we move from camp now?
Yeah, no, we're going back to the camp.
All night, we'll pull it all night.
Let's move away from here.
Everybody back up, we're walking.
Walk another 2 hours down, Grayson insists, if no one else does.
I agree.
Oh, I do.
I'm going to use my wand of cure light wounds on me and on... This baby boy over here.
You heal 2 hit points. Cassius?
Oh, God. 4!
Actually, no, cast your normal spells, because we're sleeping the night. We get them back.
Oh, yeah. All right. And I'll...
Are you going to use the one the second time
Third time. I'll use it a second time on him.
Yeah. 7 hit points back to Leo.
And then I'll use my spell on me and Leo.
Okay. You have one casting?
Yes. Oh, I do, actually.
One casting each.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cassius heals 13 hit points.
Oh, that's not so
use
bad.
It on you, because I'm going to heal up a bit.
Okay. I'll use the second one on me, too.
You heal another 8 hit points, okay. So you're on a total of 25 now.
Cool. And then we sleep.
There were more wolves. There were less wolves in the forest than I thought.
Like, don't you have a spell, detect animals?
No wolves in this forest.
Yep.
If you had used that, you would have known that.
Something about the way you guys conduct business has rubbed off on me.
Yeah, it's just weird you going off to punch something.
Yeah, I'm just gonna...
So unlike me.
I would like to pull a Hermione and just be like, get to bed, now.
I have a
killed.
Let's have a nap.
Expelled.
Or worse, expelled.
Yeah. Let's have a nap. Let's take it in turns. See who's gonna be sentry.
Do I heal all my hit points?
Sorry?
Do I heal up?
Oh, no, you heal 4 hit points overnight.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'll take...
Ainsley, you're like 2 hit points from 4.
Yeah, I know, but...
I'll take watch, because I feel bad.
Yeah, let's just take it in turn, so we know nothing, whatever that was, kills us again.
Yep. The rest of the night passes uneventfully on the road.
Good. Oh, good.
Good.
That was a time. You nearly died.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And then I would have killed you, but there's a sort of poetic justice there.
There is.
So it's morning now?
It's morning, yeah.
How dead is Grayson?
What do you mean?
Is he still injured from the dragon?
No, Grayson's like slowly recovering.
Like, should he get healed?
He's still not fully healed, but he's like...
Does he want some help? Like, does he want some curing?
He hasn't said anything to that effect.
Yeah, when I ask him outright.
Oh, when you ask him outright.
Yeah.
He says, I wouldn't mind.
All right, well, we'll use our...
Yeah, cure.
I'll use my wand of cure light wounds.
Mark off a use.
Yep.
He heals 4 hit points.
I gotta mark off 3 uses.
All right, so how far are we away from this wizard?
You haven't made that much progress. It might actually take you a full day still to get there.
All right, we'll keep trudging along.
Yeah.
Trying to avoid any dangerous lake ladies.
Yeah,
you see, like, some elves on the road, but nothing else.
Adam, can I note down Oh, I don't have a... We don't have a map of any variety, do we?
No, you do. Oh, actually, I did not... I forgot to mention it, but Azil the Seer gave you his map.
I'd like to note down that's why he marked where that down the lake position. Was, that little pond was.
Yeah. With a little skull?
I'll be back. When I get better, I will be back to fist fight that lake lady. It's going to happen.
Rumble right. in the jungle.
Yeah, it's going to be a rumble in the jungle.
The whole group of us will go back. We'll have four against one. It'll be a fine. Time.
Yeah. Pour some ball bearings so she falls over.
Yes, exactly. How good.
All right. We've got to get that lady in the lake now.
All right.
But after we kill this
after
wizard.
After we kill the wizard. And
fair enough.
And then take all the wizard heads back.
Yes.
Mm. We'll probably do that before we take all the wizard heads back. Because, like,
yeah. No, I'd be like, we'll go sense. There. We'll be like, where do we teleport to? This place here.
This lake.
That we walked past that to get back past, here.
Teleport us there. Fists of Fury ready. We keep walking.
I see why it's taking you so long to kill all the wizards, Grayson says. A full day later, the forest range gives way to basically a mountain range. Mm-hmm. It's not a very big one, like three mountains total, and none of them warrant names. That's how small they are.
Ah. So really just hills.
So have we napped again?
Well, they are kind of mountains. Like, they do reach pretty high.
No, but have we slept again?
Oh, you can sleep again now. It's like a full day has passed.
Ah, so it's probably nighttime again?
Yeah, it's getting to night again.
Does that mean we'll I heal?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Heal?
Yeah, if you want to spend another night, heal up. Yeah.
Does that mean I get full hit points again?
Yeah, you're on full hit points now.
You have two less. I'm on, I don't know what I'm on.
He stopped writing down his hit points like about 20 minutes ago.
Adam takes care of it.
20 minutes ago? In reality, like 20 episodes ago.
In reality, I don't know how many hit points I have. I, Jackson Bailey, don't know how many hit points I have.
You're going to have less ones when
so Cassius Christie doesn't know how many hit points I have.
What's this?
Exactly.
It's just, those are my stats from... Holly, you do you, I'll do me.
Sometimes we
those
look
are when I
sheet.
Rolled out your stats. Yes. Those are like I write them up the top before I put them into the spots.
Day one, SpongeBob. Okay.
We have a nap.
What time are you guys going to get up the next day?
Crack a bloody dawn.
Crack a dawn. Well, I don't want to say bloody dawn. Crack a dawn.
Crack
a dawn. At first light.
At first light?
Yeah. Yes.
There's like a very scenic sort of thing as you see the first of two suns in the sky coming over the like mountain ranges.
Twin suns?
There are three suns.
What?
Three suns? Okay.
What?
Two suns that spend the entire day in the air, and then there's like around midday, there's a third sun that just quickly flashes across for like an hour.
Why the fuck are there so many suns?
There are three moons.
Three suns, three moons. It checks out.
It makes it sense. Does. It's like cyclical.
Yeah.
Although the three moons stay.
Ainsley, have you
night.
Never looked at the sky before?
Something that never really gets described, is it?
Yeah, no.
But no, seriously, there's two suns and then the third one at about midday.
A sneaky
that's
third.
That's usually how people tell midday.
A sneaky third sun. All right, then. Cool. We'll crack our dawn then with these two suns appearing.
Does that mean a sundial wouldn't work?
Not at all.
No. Oh, a very complicated one might.
Yeah. It's a convoluted one.
Sundial still work. The two suns are actually very close together. Hmm. It's like that hour where the third sun comes through where it's like, fucking sundials. But you know it's about midday when that happens anyway.
Okay.
Awesome.
That stupid third sun ruled against for me.
Yeah, but the two suns are usually very... One's slightly higher. Anyway.
I good. Suppose we'll go looking for this cave with the white marking.
Yeah.
If it's around here.
On the lookout for potential things that will hurt us as well.
Yeah. It's quite apparent. It's like almost... It's not actually an arrow pointing down here, but if you didn't know any better, you would assume it was. It looks like it's been set purposely, this white streak marking just above one of the cave entrances. It's very prominent. It looks like it was put there for a purpose.
I'm guessing it's a rune of some kind.
Can we have a look?
No, it's like someone dipped their hand in paint and just drew down.
Oh.
Like very
can
obviously.
We see far into
it doesn't
the cave?
Look like it does not have the like artistry required.
Oh, okay.
Sorry? Can you
see
into
the cave?
A ways in, yeah. You can see a bedroll, an out fire, and basic camping equipment.
Cool. Can I look around?
No one here, though.
No one's here?
No.
So we keep going further into the cave?
Or it's like a... It's
less
a very
of a cave,
shallow.
More like a like an overhang.
No, it is a proper cave. It's just shallow, that's all.
Okay.
Ainsley, you're a ranger.
I am.
Why don't you check to see where things have been?
Sure.
But, like, make that a better sentence for me.
Do I have that ability?
Yeah, you do.
How do I not know this?
I don't know.
You're a bad you look ranger. Around, but it's stone.
I'm a bad princess too.
It's all stone floor here. It's impossible to tell how many people have been. I guess unless you look at the bed, there's one bed roll. But other than that, there's like no way to tell how many people or who's been and gone and stuff.
Oh, I detect animals or plants. This'll be good. Let me detect animals or plants.
The look on his face.
The, I don't know, sure you're like plants. Looking around.
There's got to be like grass.
Like cave lichen.
Animals or plants? Yeah, there's like grass, some basic flowerings, shrubs, I don't know, like a lizard or something.
I'll go grab a lizard.
Mm. You grab a lizard?
What are you going to do with it?
I know what he's going
to
do.
Who's living here?
I talk to the lizard. I use speak with animals. Lizard panicking, dropping its tail.
That's a gecko.
Why?
That's all lizards.
What?
Not all lizards. I mean, not like iguanas and shit, but like skinks and bears. Yeah.
I expected an iguana dropping its tail.
Imagine like a fucking goanna or Komodo dragon just...
That'd be sick.
That would be kind of cool. You could like pick up a tail and fight people with it.
Oh my god, yes. Oh my god, the dream.
What did you say again?
Who's living here is the first question I ask.
Mm-hmm.
And how long ago since they were last here?
Put me down and I'll tell you.
Okay, oh, he's going to run away.
Do I trust this lizard?
You don't know, it's a fucking lizard.
Can I? Okay.
Do the charm lizard.
It might be a little late. Oh, unless you wanted to cast charm animal. But it might be a little late for actual diplomacy, you're not sure.
I feel like if I cast charm animal, I'm wasting all my spells on this one lizard.
It'll be amusing though. I'll enjoy it.
Well, I'm going to put you down, lizard. Don't you run or I'll fight you.
Just put me down on the rocks over there. You'll be able to see. It's like a green lizard. You'll see me easy.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to roll your reflex save because he dives for a hole.
Yes.
Ah, you get him.
Hey! We had a deal, lizard.
I was going to save from him in the thing.
You promise?
That's him, like, his tongue thing.
Mate, tables have turned. I'll put you down. When you tell me who was here and when they were last about.
What's it to me?
I won't squish you.
Oh, man.
A dead mice.
I got... Mouse? I have a rotting mouse in this little bag here. You can have two. How good?
Not interested.
What do you eat?
You say that, Mr. Fists, like, sitting there, like, on your shoulder, like, opens his wings... And he, like, stares the iguana dead in the eyes, and he's like, whew. All right.
That's right. I'm gonna give Mr. Fists a little, like, you did good, mate.
It's his nighttime.
He had to wake up for that. He smelt it.
What did you want to know?
Who's living here?
I don't know, some weirdo.
When was he last here? A
couple hours ago.
Where'd he head off?
Get food, probably.
Where?
Does it every
what
day.
Direction?
I don't know, under the forest.
Do you guys want to wait here?
Do you
I'm
tell
asking
us
the
this?
Lizard questions.
I'm going to check the fire, see how long it's... Is it still warm and shit?
It's cold.
Anybody got questions for the lizard?
What time's he come back?
Lizards don't know time. You idiot.
Sorry.
Jesus, Cassie. Does Grayson have a question for the wizard?
Are you having a good day?
Sorry?
Does Grayson have a question for the wizard?
For the wizard.
Lizard.
Lizard. Grayson seems very perturbed by this entire scenario.
Oh my god.
No, I don't.
A lizard, I
think. Mr. Fists says, I have a question.
What does Mr. Fists say?
Ask him how fast he is.
Lizard! Run! I put him down.
Okie dokie.
I like that lizard.
Oh, Mr. Fists is off in a fucking flash.
Mr. Fists!
It's over quickly. Mr. Go Fists Mr. lands with a dead lizard.
That's nature.
Like, were you just... You were talking to...
You know what the worst part is?
What?
As the lizard's running away, only you understand when it's like, I don't want to die, I want to die. No, please, no.
What did Mr. Lizard say?
He said he went off to get food in the forest.
Do you know which direction?
The forest.
Lizards are bad at directions.
Mr. Fist lands on your shoulder and he's like, mouse, please. He can talk to you now.
All right, Mr. Fist. You did good.
Mouse, please.
Hey, come on, Mr. Fist. You just had a lizard.
And
I'm going to have a couple mice, huh?
Oh, Mr. Fist, okay. I give him two more mice.
Two more mice?
Yeah.
Three mice and a lizard.
What a day!
He woke up for that,
Mr.
too.
Mr. Fist goes back to sleep. It's his nighttime.
Good night, pal.
He's gorged himself.
So, I guess if he's coming back,
yes.
Should we perhaps hide ourselves?
Set a trap! We've never done that before.
Let's set a trap.
Let's set a trap. Do we know how to set traps?
You're a ranger.
Leo.
I'm sure that
no one does.
That people will be not shocked by this, but I don't know every time you go, Ali, you're a ranger. I don't know what the fuck that means.
It means you're a nature
lady. I got nothing. You keep to should I?
It's like a craft check to make traps.
What about Grayson? None of you have that.
How about we just hide?
No, Grayson can make it. Can Grayson make a trap?
Grayson, give it a red hot go.
Do everything, Ainsley.
Sorry?
Nothing.
What did you
Nothing
say?
Nothing at
Leo?
All. Just, I'm going to go hide. I'm going to go
I'm just
hide.
Saying, we'll set a trap and then
I'm
we'll hide.
What if he comes back and we're setting this trap?
How long does it take to set a trap?
Who are you asking?
Adam.
I don't know. First off, Grayson. I've actually never made one. Second off, like, depends what type of trap.
Oh, for fuck's sake, we'll go hide.
He doesn't have, like, a tent, does he? It's just a bedroll.
No, it's... He's no. been
I was
using
like,
the
how
cave.
Good to hide in his tent.
Let's go.
Surprise!
Let's go hide.
Whereabouts are you hiding in the nearby woods?
Top of the cave and hide?
There are like some large rocks around you could try to hide behind.
Because I want to be able to jump down on him.
If
when
he comes from the wrong angle, though, you might be at scene.
I'm going to go hide in the woods.
I'm going to risk it to get the biscuit. I'm going to hide up above the cave. With intention to...
No one knows what that expression means, Jack. I don't know what
That's
that expression
wonderful.
Means.
It's a good one. You got to risk it to get the biscuit.
It's because it rhymes, Adam.
It means sometimes you have to risk doing things to get
a reward.
A reward. I.e.
a biscuit. You know when you've done something good and people give you a biscuit as like a well done?
Yeah. It's like a dog treat.
So, Cassius, you hide yourself as best as you can. Ainsley, where are you?
Where does Grayson think I should
Grayson,
go?
Intends
be your own woman, Ainsley!
Grayson intends on hiding in among the trees because he thinks he's not going to be able to hide at a rock.
Yeah, that's a good
And
one.
Cassius is not providing, like, a good example.
Yeah, after seeing Cassius'
Do I look like a rock?
Example, I'd like
everyone, can see, everyone can see your beard around the rock.
But isn't it a glorious beard?
All
right. Plaits.
Well, let's go hide in the woods.
Okay, I'm not... You do
you're
you,
not mad?
Cassius. You do
hide
you.
In the woods.
You do you. I'm
you all hide pretty effectively. Like, Leo, you're hiding in the woods as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you all hide pretty effectively in the woods. So, how long are you guys going to wait?
Until he arrives. Gosh.
If he doesn't arrive within, like, 6 hours,
yeah,
I feel like we'll come up with a different
game
plan.
That's what I wanted to hear. It only takes, like, 2 hours for you guys to see this really bedraggled old man. He's, like, got... You know, he's got a bit of a balding patch... He has a beard, but it's like the beard is not well kept. It's like frizzy all over the place,
mm-hmm.
And he's got robes that looked like they were nice once, but they're like snagging on shit and stuff like that. He looks like a man who used to have the high life and is now living in a cave.
So where does he come
he's
in relation to
He's carrying like
us.
A rabbit on a stick. Sorry,
and where is he in relation to us?
He's going to be passing. Ainsley and Grayson have hidden just because of the arrangement of trees. Ainsley and Grayson have hidden off, like, on one area, and Leo, you're in another area,
mm-hmm.
And this guy's going to walk straight between you guys.
Okay, so if I, like, I can't, like, jump out behind him and stab him.
You can try once he passes you.
All right, got it, cool, good, all right, yep.
He stops just before he's going to pass you, though, and you all see him, well, Cassius doesn't, because you're behind a rock, but you see him, like, look at where Cassius is and, like, sort of squint.
That could work. You worked
Maybe
as a distraction.
I distracted him.
Did you, though? I guess that's for next time on D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, SansPantsRadio.com.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Video.com.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.